KZE. Playing tonight in Catskill, New York, delighted to welcome to the KZE studio, Freddie Johnston.
Hi, MJ. How are you?
The first thing is I break my neck, picking up my last check. And then I total the rental car, back it into the hotel bar. And on the way over the airport fence, somehow I lose my new glasses. All I see is the bright white lights. Hey man, but that's alright, that's just me trying to move on, trying to move on, trying to move on, trying to move on, baby, trying to move on, baby. I'm trying to move on and find myself some way out of this padded cell. And so I lay down dead on the floor. And when they're gone, I run off from the morgue. You see me driving away in the van. I tip my corners cap to the man and hit the road with a new point of view. Hey man, what would you do? That's just me trying to move on, trying to move on, trying to move on, I'm trying to move on. I'm trying to move on, trying to move on, trying to move on, trying to move on, I'm trying to move on. The last thing I remember seeing, my face in the rearview mirror. Took the chance to say goodbye, but I had a far, far away look in my
What 98.1 KZE. We got Freddie Johnston in the studio.
Album.
Sorry, MK.
No, no problem. We got Midday Man Adam in here because you guys know each other a little bit.
Midday Adam, how are you?
Yeah.
Fine. Yeah, my shift is between the morning drive and the afternoon drive.
It's very
no drive.
Of you to allow him into your studio.
Oh, of course. Yeah, this is a very open door type of radio station. You know, we're always popping in on each other. So, yeah, you guys know each other a little bit, right? Adam, you set this up.
Yeah. I do a podcast, which is like a film related podcast typically, but during the lockdown. It was kind of
it was a podcast. I did the interview from my car.
Yeah,
because
right.
I didn't have any Wi-Fi and I had to park near the public library.
That's right. Yeah.
And so I don't think,
were you on the road?
It was good.
Sort of. No. Well, during COVID, right before COVID, Christmas of that year, 2019, I moved for a couple of months from California back to Oklahoma to visit my brother. I was going to like regroup after a couple of months, and you know, then COVID hit. So I ended up staying on my brother's farm outside of Oklahoma City for a year and 2 months.
It's amazing.
Alone, because he was left.
Oh, I was going to say, how'd your brother feel about that?
He was like, I said, hey, you can, he's like, you can stay here, brother. I'm leaving. I'm going to my place in Florida. I was like, okay. Love you. See ya. You know, he came back once or twice, but it was, I don't know what to say about it.
Was it
already COVID. I'm already a loner, but to live alone in the woods, not in the woods, but to have just one neighbor.
Right.
Yeah, tell me about that, because I remember now that you're talking about this. time that you were kind of holed up in this small town in Oklahoma, that your neighbor, who was like a real right winger, wasn't he?
My neighbor,
not, Rick. Not that there's anything.
There is everything wrong with it. So,
I am a very, very partisan individual. My neighbor Rick, our friend Rick.
Yeah.
The one guy, the guy I knew out there, he grew really good organic weed, and we would drink beer and listen to kind of the same music.
Sure.
But he was also as right wing as he could be, really right wing. Yeah. Okay. And so it was really we had to be buddies.
Yeah.
Because we'd get along, but we just couldn't talk about certain things.
There you go.
Well, and it's a shame because it's a manufactured division in our society, right? The real division is between the top and the bottom, the haves and the have-nots.
Sure.
And what they've done is they've pitted the right and the left against each other artificially, and that's how we got to where we are today. But really, on a personal level, you can get along with folks because really we have more in common with each other than we ever will with the billionaires.
There you go.
Oh, sure, but those divides are real, but you're totally right because we didn't talk about stuff and we got along. We kind of had to. I did at least. Mm-hmm. He didn't need me.
Yeah.
But when I left there to go back to California, I stopped by his place and said goodbye, So that you're right. There's got to be a way. I just don't think that let's not get into that.
I know.
I don't have anything helpful to say about it. I think we would agree.
Blaming it on Adam, you brought it up.
I did. I broadcast my deepest, sincerest apologies. But I'm in utter agreement with you both. And but one thing that does bridge us together, as you already mentioned, is music. So we have that.
I did a podcast from his house.
Yeah.
Nice. So is it?
Was it not mine? Obviously not.
Oh no, I'm sorry. No. Yeah. No, I'm not a podcast. One of my webcasts.
Oh. Okay.
I was doing webcasts back then.
That's right.
Before I learned how to do it live, which I've learned now, and I do them every Tuesday night. I hope I'll advertise on the station.
Yeah.
Every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. on Facebook and YouTube.
Nice.
But I was doing them during the pandemic. I would tape them a week in advance, and my manager would put them together because I didn't know how to do it. Anyway, so I did one of those at his house, and. He had, he was a very smart guy with money. Really, just got everything done right. A tornado had taken his house 5 years ago. Mm. He'd been standing on the porch and said, it was coming. Mm. And I said, it kept coming. He rebuilt a house, but he didn't want to pay the taxes or something. So he built just a big Quonset hut, a big metal building. But one end of it is secretly a luxury home inside.
Right. Mm.
You open this door and whoa, he's got, inlaid woodwork and marble. And it's they don't need to know about this.
Pretty tornado proof,
It's very funny, yeah. So that was an interesting thing. Basically a secret bunker of a house.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I'm up here in Catskill. It's good to be back. I want to give a shout out to the guy who made my Ramos guitar.
Mm. Oh, right.
He's a local luthier. I just, of course, I hope he's still doing it.
Which town?
Here in Catskill.
Oh, in Catskill.
I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
There is a
luthier there I've heard about, and I don't remember the name, but it might be the same person, but I know there is one there.
He made an electric tenor guitar for me. I had an acoustic one. I didn't actually realize you could buy an electric tenor.
Mm.
Of course you can. They're very common. But back then, so I had him make me one, a little telly. With P90s. Mm-hmm. And I hope he's out there. I hope he hears this because I love that thing.
Are you bringing it tonight? You going to play it at the show?
No, I don't. I only play it with the band, really, because it's an electric one. I have the guitar that it's based on, Gibson tenor, that the neck is based on.
Cool. So you're playing solo tonight?
I'm playing solo.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Do you like playing solo?
Yeah, I'm really used to it by now. And it's fine for my kind of music. The fans are good with it. But I love playing with a band.
Yeah.
It's a whole different thing. I can play with a band in New York, certain towns. I can get away with it when I don't have to pay for travel and lodging.
Right.
Doing a Minneapolis band gig. What else? In L.A. I play with the band, but it's, anyway.
I don't mean to co-opt the interview, but I have to ask another thing.
No, it's right here.
I saw you last year at the Egg with the Jayhawks.
Yeah.
My friend John is in that band. And you had your own set, you opened the show, and then you played a bunch of songs with them.
They had me play on two songs.
Yeah.
Oh, that was during.
And you did some backup singing and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was just it was a really it was. I played several shows with them last year,
mm-hmm.
and it got looser and looser. I love those guys, first of all, very, very much. I love their songs very much. And they invited me to play rhythm on a couple songs, and it really did. Mark and Tim agreed, like, oh, man, it really drives the band or helps the band. So I did that. That was during the sciatica period last year when I was...
I didn't bring it up on purpose.
No, it's fine. It was just, I got through it.
How you doing now?
I'm doing totally great.
Awesome.
That's awesome. I guess I'd forgotten about it, so when people see me, they're like, well, are you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm on a walker, you know?
Yeah, wow.
It's no fun.
It must have been really extreme.
I'm of a certain age where, like, people see you on a walker, they really think you're, like, this, they're, you know.
Yeah.
This is, like, last time they're going to see you.
Yeah.
And just people are treating you like, good to see you, Fred. Hope everything's going to be okay, Fred. And it's like, yeah, I'm going to be fine. Just because I'm bent over double. I mean, anyone out there knows, you know, who's had it. It's the worst thing in the world.
Yeah. No, I've been there myself, and it's brutal. What did you do? How did you end up fixing it?
It took about 6 months. But I suffered, and so I couldn't even get on a plane. I was stuck in New York. I was living in Madison, so I couldn't even get back to Madison.
Yeah.
Finally, I got a bunch of pills to get on the plane, and then I started doing chiropractic and mm-hmm. acupuncture. Mm-hmm. I know it sounds like
no.
Those two things would not work, but acupuncture worked right away.
Yeah. No, acupuncture is wonderful.
And chiropractic was what eventually kind of solved it. Mm-hmm. It was very, very painful.
I had a real extreme case. I'm talking about a while back. I had broken my arm and I was in a cast. I was hunched over working, and I really got a really bad case of sciatica. And I tried acupuncture. It didn't actually help me that particular. I didn't stick with it very long. But chiropractor, how do you say it?
Chiropractic. Chiropractic. That's how you say it.
I'll work with that.
I really never thought
within
it was
like half a dozen sessions. I was.
No offense to any chiropractors out there, but I always thought it was quackery.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's just really the, you know, aligning your bones, which needs to happen. I found out that I had a whole twisted, you know, thing back there, and it was leaned on and made straight somehow, and, you know, and through when the first chiropractor, we gotta stop talking about this. We're on the radio. but anyways, the first time she like did the like. Whatever the like, it's sort of the all-star wrestling drop that they do, you know.
Yeah.
It resonated. My screams resonated through her office. She had to go tell the people in the other office, "Don't worry, he's going to be okay." Because it really, really, I'm pretty loud.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, I'm a singer,
you're
so
a musician,
I can really scream well.
From the diaphragm that time.
Freddy Johnston, our guest in the studio today, playing tonight in Catskill. Do you got another song for us?
Sure. I play an old song from the 90s for you guys. I used to live up here in the 90s. I lived in Saugerties.
Beautiful town.
There we go. Lived in Saugerties, outside of Saugerties. It was really great. Kind of over near where Big Pink is.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly in an area that... And I'm just going to go ahead and say it, in an area that has known UFO activity.
Mm.
Yeah, so luckily, that never happens to me, but I know that it
that you know of.
And so then I moved, when I was married, I moved to Arkville and lived up there for a while.
Yeah.
In the, basically in the park. So that it was nice.
Yeah.
So I love it up here. It's good to be back.
In the middle of her confession, he comes over and pulls her near. I wake up, she's been crying. I guess he was here again. Evie's tears are never gonna dry. Evie's secret tears burnt this bed. She comes to night. We met in a lonely summer, two survivors of paradise. She ran out when I first touched her, but now she wakes me every night. These tears are never never gonna try. Evie's guilty tears burn this bed. She comes to only when it's light. Faithless girl, you've been dreaming, staring up. Your face is white with fear. Alright, now I'm listening. You're not mine. He's not here. Tears burn this bed. She comes to only when it's light. In the middle of Evie's garden, in a simple iron chair. Wind's blowing and she's been singing. Begs the moon to disappear in his tears. I'm never gonna try. Evie's secret tears. On this bed she comes to only when it's light. White with fear. All right, now I'm listening. You're not mine. He's not
here. 98.1 KZE, Freddie Johnston, our guest in the studio today, playing tonight in Catskill. You can get all the information at your website. You got a website we can point people towards?
Yes. You can. I'm sorry to be so
it's all right.
About that.
No, easy to find.
I mean,
your
you know,
website.
We say website, but really just like Google Freddie Johnston,
you're
going to find
a
it.
I'm looking for a person to take over my social media stuff. I really am. I'll put that word out over the air here.
Yeah.
I've got to find somebody. I'm crippled. But on my freddiejohnston.com, there should be, what am I saying? Bands in Town. That's the site.
Bands in Town.
Yeah, they have all the info and the ticket links.
Yeah.
That much I know.
Beautiful.
And so there you go. Bands in Town. And playing tomorrow in Cambridge at the Lily Pad, little place. And so, you know, I'm glad to be out here doing this, you know, on the road until the end.
Delighted to have you. Thank you so much for taking the time to stop by.
Good to meet you, MJ. Good to see you, Adam.
Thank you. And, same here, Freddie.
Going out to a place in Catskill tonight where I'm playing. We can't name it, but it's easy to find.
I don't know. Yes, and what's the opening act?
Roseway.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Roseway's playing, yeah.
Okay, and it's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's a great crowd there.
It's really
great. Really is.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be back, and so hope to see you guys tonight.
Right on. 98.1 KZE, got your community bulletin board. Greg Fillingane is when we return.